Hello, this is the Frihoff Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wyshofsky with the 12-minute shiur number 5, the Kusha of the Beit Yosef. Why does Hanukkah last 8 days rather than 7? It's arguably the most famous Kusha in the halachic tradition. Now, a Kusha is a difficulty, a problem, or a contradiction between two halachic texts or ideas. The word is related to the Hebrew kasheh, which means hard or difficult. Students of Talmud and Halakha raise such difficulties, or kushiot, all the time in the course of their learning. They find reasons to assert that two texts or ideas stand in contradiction. And when they find contradictions like this, those students and those who come after them take on the challenge to uncover terutzim, resolutions that remove or resolve the contradictions. Now, these terutzim don't necessarily make the kushiyot or the problems go away. In the study of Talmud and Halakha, we like to say that the questions are often better than the answers we give to them. But the kushiyot do represent, the terutzim anyway, do represent new ideas that address other issues and in that way help the halakha grow and come up with answers to new questions. In this shiur, we focus on a kusha that's been associated with Rabbi Yosef Karo, who lived in the 16th century. Now, Karo was in fact not the first rabbi to come up with this kusha. As we'll see, others raised the question before he did, but it has come to be associated with him, possibly due to his towering stature in the history of the halakha. Karo is called Beit Yosef after the title of his biggest book, a massive halachic compilation from which he developed his more widely known work, the Shulchan Aruch, the most authoritative code of Jewish law. We say it may be the most famous kusha in all of halachic history because it has inspired many rabbis in subsequent centuries to try to answer it. In fact, hundreds, even thousands of terutzim have been offered in response to this kusha. In this shiur, we'll look briefly at three of our favorite terutzim. First, the kusha itself, which Karo presents in his section Orach Chaim, Siman Tav Resh Ayin, 670. You can find the text on the source sheet, which you can access from the same place you got this audio, lines 11 through 16. He writes, Ve'ika lemedak, we should ask, Lama kavu shmona yamim? Why was Hanukkah established for 8 days? If there was enough oil in the container to kindle the menorah for 1 day, it follows that the miracle happened for only 7 days, or nights. Now, we all know the story. Hanukkah lasts 8 days because of the famous miracle of the cruse of oil that contained only enough fuel to light the menorah for 1 day, but that somehow sufficed for 8. But since the flame would have burned naturally that first day, the actual miracle lasted for only 7 days. Hence the kusha, the problem. If Hanukkah celebrates that miracle, why isn't it a 7-day rather than an 8-day holiday? All right, so Karo himself offers 3 terutzim for his kusha. You'll find them on lines 9 through 34 of the source sheet. Let's take a look here at the first one. He says, the oil in the container was divided into 8 portions. Every night, one of these smaller portions was placed in the menorah, and the flame would burn until morning. Thus, a miracle occurred each night. So as Karo explains it, a miracle occurred on the first night of Hanukkah as well as the other 7, because the menorah burned all night long on only 1/8 of the necessary fuel. Karo's other terutzim follow the same pattern. The oil in the container was either divided or it burned in such a way that the miracle could be discerned from the very beginning of the festival, that is, for 8 days rather than 7. All right, that resolves the kusha. Let's take a look at the next terutz, that of Rabbi Menachem HaMeiri, which we find on lines 39 through 59. The Meiri lived for over 200 years before Yosef Karo, which is one of the reasons that we know that Karo did not originate this kusha. Here is the Meiri's Terutz. The Talmud tells us that the Hasmoneans decreed Hanukkah would be an eight-day Yom Tov, or festival, and that on each day we would recite the entire Hallel, that is Psalms 113 through 118, which we recite on a number of festivals. But this decree makes Hanukkah different from the other festivals on which we say Hallel. It's different from Pesach, when we recite the entire Hallel for our redemption from Egypt, only on the first day, and not on the other days during Chol HaMoed or the seventh day, when we omit some of the verses from Psalms 115 and 116. And it also makes Hanukkah different from Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret, for though we recite the entire Hallel every day on that festival, we do so only because the number of sacrifices differs from day to day. That is, the recitation of the full Hallel on Sukkot has nothing to do with celebrating a miracle of redemption. But on Hanukkah, we recite the entire Hallel every day because the miracle took place every day and even increased every day. Except, of course, that the miracle did not occur every day. The Meiri knows this, and so he explains, on the first night, when the miracle had not yet occurred, we recite a blessing for our redemption and for our gratitude in finding the container of oil. Because, of course, we would have had no reason to expect that that container would have escaped defilement at the hands of the Greeks. On the other seven nights, we recite a blessing for the miracle of the oil. In other words, the Meiri concedes that there was no miracle on the first day of Hanukkah, but we celebrate that day for its own special, unique reasons. Now he goes on and writes the following. Some say that the Hasmoneans divided the oil into eight portions on the first night, which of course is one of the three terutzim offered by Rabbi Yosef Karo some 200 years later. But the Meiri says, I don't accept that explanation, for why would they have relied upon a miracle being performed on that first night? Right? If you put only one-eighth of the oil necessary into the menorah and expect it to last all night, you're relying on a miracle. But we have this rule, Ein somchin al hanes, a principle not found in the Talmud but developed among the Rishonim. It's all well and good to celebrate a miracle when it happens, the Meiri is telling us, but we can never be sure in advance that it's going to happen. I guess that's what makes it a miracle. In any case, it's pretty good advice. Now, Karo does not respond to Meiri's critique. He probably didn't see it, since Meiri's Talmud commentary was not widely circulated until after Karo's time. Next is the Terutz of Rabbi Yechiel Epstein, whose Aruch HaShulchan appeared during the late 19th century. It's on lines 64 through 72. Epstein is quite rare among traditional rabbis in that he is aware of the existence of the Book of Maccabees from the Apocrypha and its explanation for the 8 days of Hanukkah, namely that when the Hasmoneans took possession of the temple, they decreed an eight-day festival as compensation for the eight-day festival of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret, which could not be held there while the Greeks were in charge. That narrative explains why Hanukkah lasts for 8 days, so there's no kusha. Except that the Talmud tells the famous story about the one-day supply of oil that lasted miraculously for 8 days. So does Epstein ignore or reject the Talmud's account? Chas v'chalila, no, of course not. He's too good a rabbi for that. But he understands that traditional story as demonstrating not why Hanukkah lasts for 8 days, but simply that God gave divine approval of the decision to decree an eight-day festival for other reasons. Epstein thus shows that you don't have to choose between the two narratives. You can have them both and at the same time resolve the kusha. It's a pretty nifty terutz, if you ask us. And finally, there's the terutz of the Hasidic rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, on lines 80 through 118. It's a lovely drush, and it even covers some points of halakha, which makes it especially fitting for us. Some of these points include Ein Alvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't mix together two occasions for rejoicing. We celebrate them separately, which is traditionally the reason cited for why we don't hold weddings on Chol HaMoed. And Kol D'Takun Rabbanan Ke'Ein D'Oraita Takun. When the rabbis establish an observance, like Hanukkah, they consciously model its rules and procedures after precedents they find in the Torah. Reb Levi Yitzchak's Terutz flows from the requirement that we show gratitude to the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the miraculous redemptions that God has worked for us in our history. Out of that gratitude, he says, we add, as it were, an extra day to the festival of Pesach, which according to the Torah lasts for 7 days, but the Passover sacrifice takes place the day before the festival, making the entire celebration 8 days. In the same way, he says, we add an extra day to Hanukkah, so that even though the miracle itself lasted for 7 days, right, the miracle of the oil, we celebrate the festival for 8, that first night being a celebration of our gratitude for God's redemption. Well, those are some of the terutzim that have been offered for this kusha. As we said, many such terutzim have been suggested for the kusha of the Beit Yosef over the years. We happen to like the ones we've presented here, but there are others, and you may have your own. If so, we'd love to hear it. If you have a terutz, why don't you send it to us at freehoffinfo, that's one word, freehoffinfo@gmail.com. We'll be happy to post it on our website, B'Shem Omro, giving you full credit. This has been the 12-minute shiur number 5 for the Freehoff Institute of Progressive Halakha. Thanks for learning with us.